Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, excuse me, busy throat again. For all that the leftists identify themselves as the saviors of the natural world, they actually wreak incredible havoc, whether it's the EPA polluting rivers, or Anthony Fauci authorizing beagle torture, or most recently, UC Davis research facility killing 21,000 fish. And right now, in California's Central Valley, there is a man-made drought where a natural drought is also affecting the region, all of the name of saving the Delta smelt. When you think about these things, when you do the math on some of these things, and we did math earlier on climate change, but let's do a little more. When you do it, rather than protecting nature, they're just toying with both it and us. Now let's start with the EPA, which ostensibly exists to protect the environment. When individuals or businesses run afoul of the EPA's stringent protection requirements, the costs are high. And let me give you some fines that can be imposed daily per violation basis. If you violate the Clean Air Act, that's $109,024 a day. That's the high. The low is the Fed Insecticide, Fungicide, Rodenticide Act. If you violate that, that's only a pedestrian $21,805 a day. So if you run afoul of the EPA, it can be very expensive. But, as best as anybody can tell, no one at the EPA was fined or fired in 2015 when the EPA caused 1 million gallons of waste. They're fighting claims against it for damages from the spill, but if they lose those claims, you can bet that the only people who will pay the price will be the taxpayers, because they don't make any money of their own. Whoever is suing them will just be, you know, they'll just be handing their money off, and it'll be filtered through them, and it'll come back to them, if they're successful. Then there's Anthony Fauci, prior to being the face of science and talking about masks and just do as you're told. He funded experiments that gruesomely tortured beagles who were essentially eaten alive by parasites. He also authorized federal monies for torturing monkeys and addicting mice to cocaine. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to figure out how taking a mouse and setting him up with his next fix is possibly going to benefit me. Maybe I'm just wrong about that. So, if you can name the benefit for humans on that one, I would love it. Now we can add to the roster of leftists torturing nature the story of a catastrophic die-off at the UC Davis Center for Aquatic Biology and Aquaculture. And, you know, I'm going to paint with a broad brush there, because there are no conservative University of California campuses. They all lean left. And we get this. And who do we get this from? I don't know who we get this from. A catastrophic failure killed 21,000 fish at a UC Davis research facility, the university announced Thursday. In a statement titled, UC Davis Grieves the Loss of Fish, the university said the fish likely died of chlorine exposure at the UC Davis Center for Aquatic Biology and Aquaculture, which conducts research into species like green and white sturgeon and endangered Chinook salmon. As a result of the mass die-off, the university is conducting an investigation into where our process failed and initiating an independent external review. Now, the fish die-off problem is emblematic of their disastrous water management policy. And long before California was hit by the natural drought it's now experiencing, which occurs cyclically in any arid area. They are a semi-arid state. They would be completely arid if they were a normal size, right? But they're a huge state, so they're semi-arid. The state, with the help of the EPA, was choking off water to the Central Valley, one of the largest food-producing regions in America, all in the name of preserving the Delta smelt. In 2013 alone, they flushed 800,000 acre-feet of water into the San Francisco Bay, fresh water. Now, if you look right now today, you would find, as the drought ravages California, the state is still trying to save the smelt, the population of which has dropped from about 1,700 in 1970 to 6 in 2015. It is, and listen to me, before we ever inhabited the planet, animals died off. That's why if you want to see dinosaurs attacking people, you have to go to the movies now. Because species come and go. They come and they go. Well before we became what we are today, that was happening. Is it nice to have as many of them around as we can? Sure. But and I hate to sound callous, but at a certain point, it seems to me you put human welfare above the smelt welfare, especially in a state experiencing a bad drought. And it's worth noting in this regard that droughts in California are cyclical, and they've made no effort to invest in its water infrastructure in the last 40-odd years, despite the massive population growth over the same period. Now, when you take these narratives into mind, it's easy to start believing that the leftist obsession with nature has less to do with being a steward for nature and more to do about controlling you with nature as the bludgeon. Their obsessions and callousness and human errors too often have disastrous consequences for both humans and nature. We, in time, will die off. Humans will die off in time. I don't know when that's going to be. It'll probably be due to something stupid that we do to ourselves. But in time, we will die off. Unless something unforeseen happens. I mean, looking at the nature of man, unless some science fiction event happens where we all look to the sky and everybody's consciousness hits the same level at the same time, and then we teach our children the same thing that we know now, and they teach, and you know, as long as that goes on generationally, okay, maybe that might happen. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. So, having said these things, nothing on this planet today gets out alive. Nothing lasts forever. Everything ends. And as soon as the leftists understand it, and as soon as everybody else understands it, the better off we're going to be. We need to be taking care of what we got right now, because it is finite. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. A week before, the House of Representatives approved a ban on assault weapons. A federal judge in Denver explained why such laws are unlikely to pass constitutional muster. House Democrats either were not paying attention or did not care because they view the Second Amendment as an outmoded provision that imposes no meaningful limits on gun control. Which is unfortunate. Because now, more than once, we have had rulings which explain how there are, well, there's actually places where you can't go and do no gun control. Certain parts of, you know, the law and stuff. And we know that, we know that they're constantly looking for this, but the Supreme Court has repeatedly held otherwise, ruling that the government may not prohibit law-abiding Americans from keeping handguns at home or carrying them in public for self-defense. They've also said that the Second Amendment covers bearable arms, bearable, man-portable, read that to mean, like, say, I don't know, an AR-15, that are in common use for lawful purposes, which presents a problem for Democrats who want to ban many of the most popular rifles out there today. One of which I shot myself this past weekend. I shot the truck gun, and it was glorious, let me tell you. Truly an imposing weapon. Now, on July 22nd, 2022, U.S. District Judge Raymond P. Moore, an Obama appointee, which shows you how these things actually work, because these guys that are, you know, these guys that think that, because a Republican appoints somebody to the bench, that they're going to be, for us or against us. Well, that turned out not to be true in this particular case. He issued a temporary restraining order that bars Superior, Colorado, from enforcing their ban on assault weapons. They define that category to include semi-automatic centerfire rifles that accept detachable magazines and have any of four features: a pistol grip, a folding or telescoping stock, a flash suppressor, or a barrel shroud. Now, read that to when they're talking about a barrel shroud. What they're talking about now is they're trying to ban guns that have quad rails. Because, those just look so mean and menacing. Two gun rights groups argued that Superior's ordinance, which also bans magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, violated the Second Amendment. Moore concluded that they had a strong likelihood of success on the merits. Moore noted that the plaintiffs have cited statistics to support their claim that the guns and magazines targeted by Superior's ordinance are commonly used by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes. He had also mentioned in an earlier case in his court where both sides have stipulated that semi-automatic firearms are commonly used for multiple lawful purposes, including self-defense, and that lawfully owned semi-automatic firearms using a magazine with a capacity of greater than 15 rounds number in the tens of millions, which makes that, unfortunately, for the gun grabbers, common use. I say that because they don't like common use. Common use is bad. Common use is so bad. Don't you know? Now, under the Supreme Court's test, Moore said that those facts mean that the right to possess, sell, transfer the arms covered by Superior's ordinance is presumptively protected. The burden is therefore on the city to show that its ban is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. And that, my friends, that is the card. That's where you know, that's the wild card. This will be a formidable challenge. And Moore points this out. The court is unaware of historical precedent that would permit a governmental entity to entirely ban a type of weapon that is commonly used by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes, whether in an individual's home or in public. Now, much like Superior's ordinance, the bill that the House narrowly approved on July 29th covers large-capacity magazines and includes a general definition of assault weapons, although its list of prohibited features is slightly different. It also bans many specific models by name. During the debate over the bill, the Democrats said the rifles they want to ban are the weapon of choice for mass shooters, which is not true because most rampage killers use handguns. Democrats said the features targeted by the bill make rifles especially deadly, which is also not true. With or without those features, a rifle fires the same ammunition at the same rate with the same muzzle velocity. The round is actually what governs what's happening when that round exits, as far as deadliness or more lethality. Even while implying that rifles covered by the ban are good for nothing but mass murder, they emphasize the bill would exempt the 24 million or so assault weapons that we already own. They refuse to grapple with the constitutional implications of banning guns that millions of people use for lawful purposes. When confronted by that reality, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the problem is that they are in common use. Representative David Cicilline, bill sponsor, likewise had no patience for Second Amendment arguments, saying, "Spare me the BS about constitutional rights." And unlike Nadler and Cicilline, federal judges like Moore cannot ignore the constitutional issue by this sort of legislation. Given the fact that most of the legislators are lawyers, you would think they wouldn't either, but that's beside the point. So, Democrats are going to have to comply with the constraints imposed by the Second Amendment, no matter how much they might wish that it did not exist. So, in the interim, we can take the time to be calm about this. It's perfectly okay. Let them have their fun. Come November, it's all over for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is asking a judge to not release the affidavit regarding the raid on former President Donald Trump's home. This, as many Republicans, including South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds, are calling for that affidavit to be released.
It's very important long-term for the Justice Department that they show that this was not just a fishing expedition, that they had due cause to go in and to do this.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. The huge reconciliation bill, dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, will be signed into law by President Biden on Tuesday. The White House also saying the president will be traveling across the country in the near future to highlight the bill's impact. You're listening to USA Radio News. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is announcing the state is moving into the second of three phases known as a stabilization phase in his response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. Governor Beshear detailing how much money the state has received in donations following the flooding.
Our Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, now 3,709 donations, a little over $6.2 million. Thus far, we've paid for 37 of the 39 funerals.
Two former Minneapolis police officers accused of being involved in George Floyd's death will go on trial this fall. Tutau and J. Alexander King rejected their final plea offers of 36 months in prison. If they're convicted, they'll receive 12 or more years behind bars. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 151 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. All right. Everybody's favorite leftist, insufferable dude. He got some bad news. Yeah, that's always bad when the insufferable bad dudes get the bad news. Yeah. I always hate it when that happens. But, unfortunately, it does happen because, as they say, the truth will set you free. Ever since the fatal shooting on the set of Rust, Alec Baldwin has maintained that he did nothing wrong. That somehow, despite science, engineering, physics, all this other stuff, the gun went off by itself. Now, of course, you can only imagine how this would start the debate and the conversation in the firearm community, because we know how rarely that kind of thing actually happens. It's usually because somebody had their finger on the bang switch and then pulled said bang switch, even if they didn't mean to. This is called an accidental discharge or a negligent discharge, depending on how you want to characterize it. And it seems that with the style of gun that Baldwin was carrying that day, it was theoretically possible for it to be an accident. But the FBI, and I don't know what happened with this, they shot that one down. I guess it's right about those broken watches that are, you know, that work, that they're correct two times a day. An FBI forensic report has reportedly concluded that the revolver that was used during the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. Without pulling the trigger. The report comes in response to actor Alec Baldwin shooting Hutchins on the movie set after he claims that he believed he was handling a firearm that was not loaded with live ammunition. Now, the FBI report obtained by ABC News says that the .45 Colt revolver could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger while in a quarter-cocked position, a half-cocked position, and a fully cocked position. In an ABC News interview late last year with George Stephanopoulos, Baldwin said that he pulled the hammer as far back as I could without cocking it, and then he let go of the hammer, and bang, the gun goes off. Now, this would only happen. There's a phenomenon in single-action cowboy shooting called fanning the gun. And this is where you pull back the hammer, pull the trigger, and then you start hitting the hammer back and forth while holding the trigger down. This has the effect of a speedier rate of fire, even though it's still got, you're still rotating a cylinder and everything. It's not as fast as anything semi-automatic. But when the trigger is depressed, it does not matter where the hammer is. It is going to fall. So this, in the really real world that we occupy, in this physical universe that we occupy, this was an impossibility that he was putting out there. Now, the prosecutor in the case hasn't taken anything off the table with regard to charges that may be filed, which means that this could get sporty for the notoriously anti-gun actor. Baldwin, who, I got to be honest with you, I find him to be insufferable. He can act, no doubt about it. When he is on stage, when he's in front of a camera, dude can act. In the real world, he's a waste of humanity. Some of his brothers seem like pretty good dudes. Alec, he must have been the bully brother, the older brother. So the fact this pops up for him is not of any big surprise for me because, you know, I know what kind of gun he used. I've shot a few cowboy guns in my time. I like them. And I know what they can and can't do. And they cannot fire themselves. They cannot accidentally fire themselves. Well, they might if you drop them on the hammer. But then, I mean, that's got to be something you do deliberately. This is not going to be something that, it might happen. But, I mean, when you're talking about a gun landing on an axis, for it to land on precisely the axis it has to be on in order for that to work, that might be, you know, not very good odds. So far, Baldwin doesn't seem to have released a statement regarding the FBI's findings. But there's not much spin that can be conducted on this one, especially since this fits how guns actually work in this day and age. He pulled the trigger that day and killed an up-and-coming cinematographer who was just starting to make her mark in the industry. And much as we may enjoy a little schadenfreude at Baldwin's expense, he's not the only one who can be blamed right now because, Baldwin may have been stupid to trust industry rules that there wouldn't be any live rounds on the set, but someone else brought those rounds to work and put them in that gun. My guess is that further investigation will reveal exactly who is responsible. Typically, that would be the armorer, Hannah Gurdier, is Red, but her April report showed she wasn't given adequate time or opportunity to actually do her job. You know, they were using these guns for entertainment during the off time. The truth, and I mean, listen, this is nothing new. Since Brandon Lee was killed on the set of The Crow, you don't point guns of any type on a movie theater, on a movie production at people. You don't do that. You don't do it. You don't point them at a camera. Unless the camera is remotely controlled. You just don't do it. Since that happened, it has happened many times before. And inevitably, the cause of those accidental shootings is the same cause as this accidental shooting, which I will concede was an accident. The truth is that Helena Hutchins is dead because someone or several someones screwed up royally. And one of those, the trigger man, is Alec Baldwin. And no amount of screaming in the media about how he didn't do anything changes that fact. He pointed a gun at Hutchins direct in her direction, and he pulled the trigger. Even if he didn't mean to harm her. And it wasn't the gun's fault at all. It was not the gun's fault. A gun is like any other device. It is only going to work with human interface. That's it. It is one of the simplest machines known to man. Without that human interface ordering it to go, it don't go. So, remember, guns don't kill people. People do. And Hutchins' death may have been, not have been, intentional. And that is the only part of the spin that's going to work. How it wasn't intentional. But it was without a doubt preventable. And, yeah. Somebody's going to have to answer for this. Because a lot of rules were relaxed on the set of this movie that should never have been relaxed. There's an industry standard now that was not in place there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line. Excuse me. From the Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Everyone knew what was coming. The result of the Bruin decision means that may issue permitting is a thing of the past. Gun laws have to change. And over the last few months, they have. And in places like California and New York, well, they changed in different ways. They changed in ways that weren't meant to adjust to the spirit of a new law, but instead looked to have been more punitive in nature. So in other words, you'll take the gun laws we give you, and if you challenge them, we'll make them worse in any way we can manage. Yet, the claim is, in New York and in California, is that these new laws are compliant with Bruin, and they absolutely, most definitely, are not. Now, the first reason why the New York law is unconstitutional has nothing to do with the right to bear arms. The law designates an enormous variety of places as sensitive locations. Not only does the law prohibit concealed carry licensees from bringing their guns into these locations, the law makes felons of proprietors, owners, and employees who simply possess arms in the location. Thus, a doctor who runs her own practice cannot have a handgun in a lockbox in her office. A church cannot have volunteer security guards, such as the former police officer who thwarted a mass shooter at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs in 2017. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, 2007, wrong date. The same goes for every school of any level, government or independent, regardless of what school wants. Under the new law, licensed carry is also banned in all forms of public transportation, including in their own car on a ferry. All those restrictions defy Bruin's rule that new types of sensitive places may be authorized by analogy to sensitive places from the 19th century and before. Ferries, churches, and doctors' offices are not new, nor are restaurants with a liquor license that serves meals to customers who don't order drinks, nor are entertainment facilities. Firearms possession is also forbidden at any gathering of individuals to collectively express their constitutional rights to protest or assemble. So, in other words, if two dozen members of the county branch of New York's Conservative Party gather anywhere, even in a private home, for a meeting, they may not protect themselves. Beyond the enumerated list of sensitive locations, bringing a gun into any building is a felony unless the owner has posted a permission sign or granted express permission. And permit applicants must submit a list of former and current social media accounts of the applicant from the past 3 years. Of which, by the way, that will be one of the biggest problematic things to actually try to carry out, but we'll see. In California, SB 918, presently before the legislature, would expand no carrier areas in a manner similar to New York's. And for the time being, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has urged county sheriffs to apply the statutory good moral character on the model of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Legal judgments of good moral character can include absence of hatred and racism, fiscal stability, so they're making it an economic thing. The Attorney General added that social media accounts were fair game for inquiry. Further denials could be based on any arrest in the last 5 years, regardless of the disposition or any conviction of the last 7. Now, that's all part of a much larger paper on the topic that also goes on to explain how people cannot be denied their civil liberties without a criminal conviction. And the truth is that these gun laws are very problematic. Requiring fiscal stability in order to get a carry permit? So people who are bad with money are unworthy of being allowed to bear arms. An absence of hatred and racism? How do you get into that? Because, and remember what the left's trying to do now. The left has been trying for the longest time to simply, if you're a Caucasian, you are inherently toxic and evil. So if you walk in to the Popo station in California trying to get a permit, they're going to look at you and say, nope, you are filled with hatred and racism. Now, the truth of the matter is that these gun laws likely won't survive constitutional muster either. But to be fair, Bruin did open the door for this. It actually makes allowances to deny a permit to certain people based on suitability. But there is a problem here, because Clarence Thomas was likely talking about objective requirements. For example, in Georgia, any drug conviction is disqualifying, even if it's not a felony. That kind of suitability requirement is objective and can be applied universally. Now, what New York and California are doing is just trying to find ways to use the gun laws permitted to deny carry permits to as many people as they can. They're not trying to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. They're trying to keep guns out of the hands of everyone. And this pesky Constitution is keeping them from doing it how they like. Thing is, though, if they keep it up, they're going to find themselves before the Supreme Court again, and unless something weird happens, they won't like that outcome, as it'll likely close many of the doors they've slammed open. They are basically painting themselves into a corner. As we leave, let's talk about a surprising revelation. I shop at Whole Foods for some diet stuff, because I'm on a diet, and they have some of the best stuff for that, okay? And I'm not going to tell you what I do when I walk in there. But, you know, I found this interesting. Whole Foods CEO John Mackey has shown his libertarian tendencies in the past, but he's now saying his impending departure from the grocery chain is going to free him up to be much more outspoken on issues, including the right to keep and bear arms. And he said, my concern is I feel like socialists are taking over. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking over education. It looks like they've taken over a lot of corporations. It looks like they've taken over the military, and it's just continuing. You know, I'm a capitalist at heart, and I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my twin values, and I feel like, you know, that with the weight of freedom of speech is today, the movement on gun control, a lot of liberties I've taken granted for most of my life, I think, are under threat. Now, most of the headlines about his podcast comments have focused on his criticism of socialists, though why anyone be surprised that a CEO of a successful company, which has, you know, he has a, his own net worth is about $75 million, would be a strident supporter of capitalism and an ardent opponent of socialism is beyond me. What I find more interesting is Mackey's willingness to include gun control as one of those areas where he feels socialists are taking over. And I'm aware of groups like the Socialist Rifle Association, who I'm sure would dispute his position. But there's plenty of CEOs who believe in the free market, but aren't big fans of individual freedom, like Michael Bloomberg or former Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Ed Stack. But I can't remember the last time I heard the head of a major company like Whole Foods criticize the gun control movement. And maybe that's because, like Mackey, they feel they can't speak up. But he said, in 6 weeks, I will retire from Whole Foods, and I've muzzled myself ever since 2009. And referring to an op-ed he penned for the Wall Street Journal that year where he compared Obamacare to fascism. My board basically shut me down. It's like a father. They started attacking a child, and I was intimidated enough to shut up. He compared his upcoming experience to the Home Depot billionaire and conservative Bernie Marcus. People are constantly going after Home Depot to get them to shut up Bernie Marcus. Home Depot has to say, Bernie retired over 20 years ago. We can't get him to shut up. You have to take it up with Bernie. I told my leadership team, pretty soon you're going to be hearing about Crazy John, who's no longer muzzled, and you're going to have to say, we can't stop John from talking any longer. Interesting development. I'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.